Very good evening and welcome to NDTV. I am Ankit Tyagi. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Left, Right and Center, the weekend edition. And the focus this evening is on, once again, the question over the limits to freedom of speech, because this has come to light after another young influencer, Sharmishtha Panoli, who has been arrested by the West Bengal police. Massive controversy over her arrest while she gets a lot of support from the BJP and other political parties, calling it a shameful attack on free speech. The BJP has also accused the West Bengal government of appeasement politics. Meanwhile, the TMC has defended this arrest as lawful action against the young 19-year-old influencer over her alleged communal remarks. Questions arise over selective law enforcement, with Kalyan Banerjee highlighting perceived inconsistencies in how the law is applied in the state. Support is growing for Instagram influencer Sharmishtha Panoli, who was arrested by the West Bengal police on Friday from Gurugram over communal remarks related to Operation Sindoor. Now, the allies of the BJP have also jumped in. Deputy Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, Pawan Kalyan, has questioned the TMC and said, why, when elected leaders, elected TMC leaders, MPs make fun of Sanatan Dharma, millions feel bad, no action is taken, why has this girl been put behind bars? The West Bengal police has now come out and said that everything was done by the book and freedom of speech can't be misconstrued as hate speech. Now, the influencer has been sent to 14-day police judicial custody. However, her arrest has created a huge buzz.
किसी भी बेटी के साथ ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए और मैं ये मांग करती हूँ बंगाल की गवर्नमेंट से कि इसको नॉर्थ कोरिया मत बनाइए और यहाँ पर सभी के संवैधानिक हक हैं. अगर किसी ने कोई अभद्र टिप्पणी की हुई है तो उसके लिए उन्होंने माफी मांगी है. वो इन जनरल उन्होंने कहा था. आजकल के बच्चे जो है इस तरह की भाषा चाहे वो अंग्रेजी में यूज करें चाहे हिंदी में यूज करें करते हैं. लेकिन मैं ममता जी से ये मैं विनती करती हूँ कि उसे जल्दी ही रिहा किया जाए. वो उसकी उम्र भी बहुत छोटी है एंड शी इज अ लॉयर. उसका सारा करियर सारी जिंदगी जो है बर्बाद करने की जो साजिश की जा रही है दिस इज वी डोंट सपोर्ट दिस.
हम लोग किसी धर्म के ऊपर डिविजन के लिए प्रोवोक करने के लिए भेदाभेद के लिए कोई पोस्ट या इसी तरह कोई एक्टिविटीज हम लोग तृणमूल कांग्रेस करता नहीं है सपोर्ट भी नहीं करते हैं. इसके ऊपर अगर कोई लीगल एक्शन का जरूरत है तो वो होगा. शुभेंदु अधिकारी ऑपोजिशन लीडर वो कंफ्यूज करने के लिए वो कंपेयर करके ये स्टेटमेंट कर रहा है लेकिन इसका कोई कंपैरिजन भी नहीं होता. ये अलग सिचुएशन है अलग स्टेटमेंट है वो अलग स्टेटमेंट था.
Let me first very quickly tell you, ladies and gentlemen, who is this girl, the law student who has been in the eye of this controversy. She's a 22-year-old law student. She is studying at Pune Law University. She is now an Instagram influencer, has a large following, gained visibility for opinions on social political issues. In fact, her language has been criticized for the kind of derogatory words that she usually uses. Videos with derogatory remarks went viral. And then, of course, there was a backlash for video. And this is the video which was arrested from, which was NFIR was registered. And then Kolkata police lodged an FIR and arrested her from Gurugram. The video that she spoke, she later apologized as well and deleted that video as well as far as this entire story is concerned. But ladies and gentlemen, while this is, in fact, once again, the story which is begging the question, are there any limits? Is a freedom of speech absolute or is there an overreaction? Because, she's at this moment at the center of the controversy. But trust me, every government of all shapes, of all color, of all political divide have used this whole hate speech as a political weapon. No matter how spiteful or incendiary her remarks have been, should this be seen as an overreaction or a limit or a line being drawn by the West Bengal government and the Kolkata police. Joining me at this moment to discuss this further, I have Neerja Chaudhary, senior journalist, who is joining us this evening. Bharti Ghosh, national spokesperson of the BJP, is also with us. Manojit Mondal, political analyst who supports the TMC, is with us this evening. Thank you so much to all of you for joining me. Neerja, before it becomes a complete political tutu meme, let me start with you. As a journalist, as a champion for freedom of speech, what are your views on what has been done in Kolkata? Because the fact remains, like I said, no matter how incendiary, how spiteful her remarks were, she apologized, took that back. Is this an overreaction? And are we only singling out the TMC government? Because I can quote examples, you know, from across states in this country who have used hate speech, as a weapon to put down a lot of people and influencers.
You know, Ankit, this is a very difficult one. This poser is a very difficult one because, you know, I'm one of those who believes that we should err on the side of more freedom than less freedom, than curbs. But it is also true that you cannot make hate speeches or hurt the religious sentiments of another community, without let and get away with it. Of course, as you ask, is freedom absolute? Of course not. Freedom is not absolute. It is circumscribed by several sections which say, and one of them is, you cannot spread ill will and enmity between two communities and two religious communities, even more so. You remember Nupur Sharma, she made derogatory remarks against Prophet Muhammad. This was 3 years ago. She had to be taken off as a spokesperson, and there was reaction in the Islamic countries, Gulf countries, and India was concerned about all that. So it has ramifications that go beyond your own shores. Now, having said that, to arrest her, and this is where I feel, particularly when she has apologized and taken off the tweet, should you go ahead and arrest her? Kolkata police comes to Gurgaon to pick her up. Now, to arrest a person or people for posts they put on X or Twitter, as it used to be, is not a very happy thing because people are so irreverent on social media. You will be arresting, you know, right, left and center if you go on arresting for that reason. And yet, as I said, spreading ill will and hatred between communities is not something you can overlook. So should Mamata Banerjee have accepted that apology, or should some other warning be given to her to say she cannot get away with it? But today, politics has moved into the picture because there are elections in West Bengal next year, and it suits Mamata Banerjee to make a strong point to the minority community that this is not on as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I will not take it lightly. And for the BJP also, you know, to say that Sanatan Dharmis are constantly being attacked. So in this process, if you look at it politically, this will suit both the TMC as well as the BJP, and the parties that will get squeezed out are the left and the Congress.
While that may be true for the narrative, but on the larger question, and Manojit Mondal, let me bring you in at this moment. The fact remains, sir, that if this would have happened, and I remember there was a post put out by some certain leaders of your party. In fact, in Gujarat, he was arrested as well. Saket Gokhale, I'm talking about him. At that point of time, there was a lot of hue and cry by the BJP about freedom of speech, by the TMC about freedom of speech and how it is being curbed under the BJP government, both at the center and various states. Now, sir, the same applies to you. I mean, this girl apologized. Should she have been arrested for what she has said? Or as Neerja is saying, it suits the political narrative, hence it doesn't matter whether it's an Instagram influencer or anybody else. Elections, everything is fair.
I mean, if you're comparing the present situation in India for the last 40 days with what happened 3-4 years back, I think there is your problem. I think we are now living in an extraordinary time after 22nd April. We have seen the kind of unity among communities. We have seen the never seen before unity among the political leaders when the Sindoor operation is still on. Our delegations, foreign delegations, are visiting Islamic countries as well to garner support. In this kind of an extraordinary situation, if the law is taking its course, then it's a problem for you. Then why the law should there be? Look at the gun on the screen. I see it's not so showing any sign of remorse even after putting down the gun. Mind you, she was a trainee lawyer, so she knew what she was doing. And so, according to your own estimation, she was an influencer. Jyoti Malik was also an influencer. Look, what is her fate? She is also Hindu. I mean, are these people the vanguards of Hindutva for BJP? Do the BJP endorse her brand of Hindutva? Then they should not talk about secularism. Then the Prime Minister should not talk about secularism. Prime Minister should not talk about Mrs. Qureshi and Bhumika Singh talking to and briefing about the Sindoor operation to this country. We're so happy to see them. I think Kolkata police went by the book, and even court, Mr. Tyagi. The court did not grant her bail. It is not the Kolkata police that sent her to judicial custody. Court also followed the law.
Multiple examples where your party has also come in. We'll have to wait, I'm sure.
And a little life.
I am sure there will be. We should wait for the higher courts to speak on this, because we saw a similar case, if I may call it, at least a mountain was made out of a molehill in the Professor Ashoka University professor's case, where the TMC was also there to criticize the BJP for their action. The fact remains at this moment, and let me bring in. Hold on, Mr. Mandal, calm down. First of all, sir, don't be so angry. I'm just asking very calmly some questions. I'm going to come back to you. Let me also make my remarks.
I'm not angry, madam. Sir, I'm not angry.
Yeah, so just give me a second to bring in Bharti Ghosh as well. Bharti Ghosh, like I was asking earlier, it suits, Nirjaji was also saying, it suits the political parties to push their narrative. Because when you come to hate speech or freedom of expression, we have seen how it was trampled in Haryana as well when the professor was arrested from the Ashoka University for which, and I can certainly say the complainants could not even explain two lines out of that entire post, which were seen as incendiary or spiteful or outraging the modesty of women. Is it just opportunistic politics, ma'am, when it comes to such incidents?
Thank you for your question. I would request some patience while I answer this. First of all, we do not support any content of the speech of this influencer. We believe that we are a political party which actually opposes such inflammatory, offensive and hate speech. We are not supporting the content of her speech. Having said that, I would say that West Bengal police has made history. And this would go down in history as an event by those who cannot manage their own homes, cannot manage communal riots in Malda, Mushtidabad and other places, cannot arrest accused in rape, criminals. You know, my reference to Shah Jahan of Shandish Khali, Hash Khali rape case, Arji Kaur, where we had to seek the intervention of the High Court in such a situation. This is the same Bengal police which rushes 1,500 kilometers from Kolkata to Gurugram to arrest a 22-year-old girl who has unconditionally apologized, who has said sorry. You know, I just don't believe that this is to uphold law. We believe that this is a part of a system which is, making a particular vote bank very happy. This is a politics of appeasement. And we firmly believe that.
If you do not endorse what she was saying, hold on, ma'am. If you do not endorse what she was saying, you yourself said that your party does not endorse the kind of language that she has used. Hold on. The police says that they have gone by the book. They have arrested her. You don't endorse what she has said. What's the problem with what the Kolkata police is doing? And having said that, Ms. Ghosh, may I complete my question? Hold on, ma'am. It won't work like this. Let me complete my question. Then please respond to it. Like you said, you do not endorse what she has said. Kolkata police has gone by the book. Gentlemen, you know, Mr. Mondal also said that, look, the court has sent her to 14 judicial custody. It's not, you know, something that the police has done. And the same rules you used against a professor in Haryana or your party, you know, government chose in Haryana. So what's the problem with what is happening here?
See, this is one of the largest democracies. And how do you decide? How do you decide that she has crossed that line enough to be jailed? When she's 22, she's an influencer, she had said sorry. And it takes largeness of the heart in the case of a woman chief minister to accept that apology and to forgive, because she is very young, she has a whole lot of life ahead, and she has not been forgiven but jailed. And we will obviously look forward to the higher court. And having said that, we will also say that one state cannot have two set of laws. What happened in the case of MP Shayani Ghosh, when the same sort of offense was made, there was FIR but no action. What happened for Mohua Mantro? Same sort of offense but no action.
Okay.
What happened with Firaz Hakim Saab, who said that, you know, those who are unfortunate, you know, because they are not born in Islam, what about that? No action. So in one state, we are having unique kind of laws for every individual.
Okay,
and
let me get Manojit Mondal to respond to that. Let me get Manojit Mondal to respond to that, because the fact is, like you said, we can't have two set of rules in one state for people, those who are from the ruling party and those who are not, or we will commoners. Similarly, in the country also, we can't have two set of rules for the various state, either ruled by the BJP or the opposition. Mr. Mondal, let me bring you in and respond to what Ms. Ghosh is saying at this moment. This is selective, and you've tried to make an example you've tried to make an example out of a 22-year-old, because it suits the political narrative, or at least ahead of the election, the appeasement of one community. That's the charge which has been made on the TMC.
I repeat, I bring in the same context. The context is different, and that's the simple reason when this young professor was arrested for not saying something communal. The party Trinamool Congress did not stand by that person. One, two individuals might have commented, but the party's stand was amply clear. Because we are living, again, I repeat, we are living in a very fluid time where the terrorists were trying to divide us communally. So very clear. And the entire country has come together. I think, to be quite frank, in fact, the TMC has got nothing to do with the case. It's a different political party, ISF, which has filed the case, and the police went by the book. The ISF is no friend of Trinamool Congress. Trinamool Congress as a party has nothing to do with
she
it.
She said that there have been incendiary remarks.
If you still say the laws are not
by TMC leaders, which go unpunished in the state of West Bengal. BJP is saying that, you know, political leaders from the TMC, including the chief minister, make
kind of situation
which go unpunished.
The laws can't act as deterrent, then the law should be abolished. I am all for free speech. If it's even in this time, when the people of India are still struggling to come to terms with what has happened, the law should not be deterrent, then I'm all for abolition of law. Laws, you say, abolish the sedition law. You have put in Umar Khalid and others for 3 years in jail for saying something under, you know, this sedition law. And you are talking about this 12 days, you know, that Umar Khalid and others, they were also young students. They are still suffering in jail.
Does that make it right, sir?
What are you talking about?
Does that make it right, sir? While you are such a passionate advocate of freedom of speech and abolition of sedition law, then does that make right what the Kolkata police is doing at this moment?
It should act as a deterrent at this
point
in time.
So if you are saying that 3 years that Umar Khalid has been in jail, and somehow somebody else is sent for 14 days, that makes it right.
Umar Khalid in jail for 5 years.
For 5 years.
I will
correct myself. He's been in jail in 5 years. So does that make this case right?
Why should he be jailing for 5 years? His
does it make this right for Sharmista then?
And why in Mr. Arnab Goswami's case is that in only one
sir,
month?
For 5 years, the argument could be the same. Mr. Mondal, hold on. You, the argument
to
that you are making.
From you and
that,
the judiciary
hold on, Mr.
also.
Mondal, hold, Mr. Mondal, you made an argument. Let me ask you a question on that. You made an argument saying the Kolkata police, the TMC has nothing to do with it. The West Bengal government
has nothing to do with it.
FIR was registered and the police followed everything by the T. The rule of law was followed. In Umar Khalid's case, it's not the government which is putting him inside, right? It's the courts which are doing, or whatever is happening, he's not getting a bail, that is up to the court. Then why are you making a case for that?
Good question. How many times did you have the hearing of these cases in the Supreme Court?
Is that
when Mr. Arnab Goswami? Hang on. Let me answer. When Mr. Arnab Goswami was jailed for 15 days, the Supreme Court had a special sitting to hear his case.
That's the Supreme Court and the government. They are like the problem.
There lies the problem in this country's criminal judicial system.
Or are you saying that the Supreme Court is influenced by the government?
I am not saying this.
Why are you quoting me the Supreme Court? Law is very much favorable to the powerful and the rich.
Law in this country is very much favorable for powerful and the rich. And the fact remains that this girl is being supported by BJP and Hindutva, she is also gaining power.
Is that please, the reason why she's paying a price God because she's supported by the BJP?
Living in a very difficult BJP is trying to make an example out of her, not the Kolkata police. Not the Kolkata police point by the book and court has sent her to judicial custody.
It's fascinating.
BJP has become a vanguard of how they work.
But Ms. Ghosh, while I was asking these questions to Mr. Mondal, the fact remains the same, ma'am. You are pointing out how the law is so differently applied in the state of West Bengal. May I then argue that the law is so differently applied all across? If it's a BJP-ruled state, I don't hear a Ms. Ghosh coming in support of a professor who has been picked up and thrown into jail and then had to get bail from the Supreme Court for a post which people are still trying to understand what was wrong with.
Yes.
You know, I'm still waiting. I'm waiting for Calcutta police to book the member of the Dutch parliament who has said that don't punish her for speaking the truth about Pakistan and Mohammed. I'm waiting for Calcutta police to file a FIR against that particular member, Mr. Wilders, and then go on to Interpol. And we will see how much freedom of speech is appreciated and how much these efforts are appreciated internationally. Now, speaking of the police action...
Also waiting for the Haryana police to possibly withdraw their case against Professor Mahmoodabad?
Are you saying that the professor is equal to a 22-year-old girl? The cases are same.
Absolutely.
Girl having apologized unconditionally.
Absolutely,
let me finish.
It is the same. It doesn't matter what your age is. It's the same principle and the rule that I'm talking about.
Yes, let me finish because we have an FIR under Bharatiya Nyaya Sanghita, clause 196.1a, which says promoting enmity between groups based on religion, section 352, intentional insult likely to provoke breach of peace, 353.1c, statements inciting public mistrust. Do you think that the 22-year-old girl who has made a mistake and has apologized, actually invites all these huge sections.
I do not think,
and section 299, deliberate act intended to outrage.
Should be done in any democracy. Similarly, I don't think that the same kind of sections which were put against the professor in Ashoka University by the BJP government in Haryana also do not stand as far as the same sections are concerned, ma'am. On principle, I agree with you that this should not have happened.
But my problem is that while you will call this a case of tyranny, you will not speak about what's happening in a BJP-ruled state.
Media, isn't this the hypocrisy of the political system? It just... The law or the rule is interpreted or used in a way, whatever way it suits the ruling party at that moment.
I couldn't agree with you more, Ankit. You put it very, very well. Ali Khan, Mahmoodabad, arrested for what everybody was trying to figure out what was wrong in what he said, for which he should not be censured, but
just
arrested.
Let me ask Ms. Ghosh.
Ma'am, let Neeja complete. Thank you. Neeja, please go ahead. Yeah, the credibility of political parties is not very high as far as this is concerned. So the BJP, from what I can make out from his spokesperson, BJP is saying we don't agree with what she said. We disagree, we don't endorse it, but because she's 22 years old, she should be released. So that's the kind of statement they should make. And that the court may well release her that she's made an apology. She's 22 years old. And even the ruling party does not agree with her. The court may well let her go. And I am, as I said, one of those who's not for arresting people at the drop of a hat. But when it comes to derogatory words about another religion and the prophet, then that is something to worry about. And of course, as I say, now it's not, her or freedom of speech. Now it's hard politics, raw politics kicking in West Bengal with very important high-stake elections due there next year.
You know, it also somehow, and I would have to say this, it also tells a story, and it is a warning for possibly all those young people, those who are thinking that they will come up, make these videos, sometimes even stretch that envelope of what is acceptable and what is not. You may find instant fame. A lot of people from one section or one ecosystem can come and also prop you up. But when you are in trouble, nobody stands by you. It's your family and you who would have to go through the hell that you eventually will endure. But the fact remains, and as I said in the beginning, should, and Neerja also put it right, should people just be picked up, thrown into jail? A 22-year-old young student, reputable professor or anybody else at a drop of the hat because it doesn't suit your political leaning or your thought process? Or are these just pawns being used for larger political narratives? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave it here this evening. Thank you so much to all my guests for joining me on the broadcast.